You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Come rally with the Dog Pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet the Browns players and alumni, including 2015 Browns rookie class, with autograph sessions throughout the day. Hear from Browns coaches, front office members, and more. Get your tickets now at clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Joakim Noah, I'll call him Joakim Noah because he's a joke.
He is a joke. Score the ball, dude.
He doesn't even look to score the ball.
No, I know. That's why he's
a joke. There was one where he thought he was backing down LeBron, and LeBron kept moving away from him, and he almost like fell down out of bounds. It made me laugh. What did you think about Cardale Jones and all that?
I just love the fact that Cardale, I think this is Cleveland to a T. Okay, Cardale Jones in most cases playing the quarterback position. Quarterbacks are thought of being a little softer, you know, when it comes to physicality than the other positions on a football field. And Cardale didn't have an opportunity to maybe say anything back to Joakim Noah as they crossed each other's paths on the way in or out of the locker room or to the court, wherever they had that exchange. But I just love the fact that he went to Twitter immediately after he got off the court, and he's like, y'all don't know nothing about these fists, you know, or something about, you know, these hands, whatever it is. And I just, and again, it's just the physical tough nature and the confidence of a guy from Northeast Ohio who, when given an opportunity, went out and got it done, and in some cases, like me, have more championships than Joakim Noah does.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's right. That's all you want to have at the end of the day. So he's publicly enemy number one, I guess, in Cleveland. The only time I've ever gotten in trouble at the queue was because of Joakim Noah. I was heckling him. I was sitting in like 125 in like the third row, and I was just heckling him. No profanity. No, like, nothing about his family.
Yeah.
Talking trash.
He just got the Roger Goodell treatment every time he touched the basketball.
Yeah, I was booing him. I was telling him I could beat him in horse after he was bricking shots. I was just like, but I was like nonstop. And when he was on the bench, I was talking to him the whole time. And he eventually got a guy from the queue security who came over and gave me, I kept it because it was pretty cool, this like yellow card basically that says, this is your final warning. And you've been like for harassment or something like that. And if you do anything again, you'll be asked to leave.
Really? I didn't know they do that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that, Gibbs?
Wait, you weren't doing anything horrible.
Did you drop an F-bomb?
I may have said I can F and beat you. I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. As I recall, at the time when I did it.
Yellow card.
That changes everything, buddy.
No, but at the time that I did it, this was when LeBron was first here. So this is many years ago. I don't think so. And everybody around me like was like arguing with the security person about it. So I don't think it wasn't profanity. It was nothing about his like family. It was nothing about,
nothing about his teeth and his.
You could beat his dad in tennis or anything?
No. And I couldn't beat his dad in tennis. No, but it was just, I was just on him and I got a yell card. I still have it. I kept it in my house on my bedside table because I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah.
What a baby.
He's a chump.
He is.
What's
with everybody wearing tights, by the way, when they play basketball?
Look, I don't.
Tights are the new thing.
Like, if he has his opinion of Cleveland, fine, okay. You're one of the 2%, if that, that actually come to the city and aren't impressed by what's going on. You know, I mean, that's whatever. You're an idiot, and you have the right to your opinion. Whatever, you know, let it go. But not him, man. He's got to keep saying stuff. I wish Cardale would have taken a swing at him last night.
Not be good.
That'd have been great. Or just a little shoving match.
A little chest bumping.
Who's a chump? Yeah, that's great. You can say that when you're surrounded by by Cleveland police and gun and Quicken Loans Arena security and all that stuff. You can say whatever you want. Okay, you're the big man on campus. Why don't you say it to his face out in public when he destroy you?
Yeah, and didn't Noah just say to him that he didn't play in the SEC?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't Cardale beat Alabama?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, like, that was the SEC's best, if I'm correct this year.
So it's like, whatevs, dog.
It's just, you know.
And to be very fair, and I'm a Buckeye through and through. I think Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and you know Michigan, that team up north, not even in this conversation. They'd be the whipping boy in the SEC. I think that. They would hold their own in the SEC, But I don't think that playing Alabama, LSU, Mississippi State, Mississippi on a consistent basis, I think they'd make the program better in its entirety. But I don't think that it would run the table the way Alabama does year in, year out. I just think on that night, with what was on the line and the players that were on the football field and the coaches, Urban Meyer versus Nick Saban, that it was just that one night. I think if they played, they just got the best of them. If they played 10 times, I think it'd probably be 50-50.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair number, a 50-50 number.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that is as hated in the NFL from a Browns perspective as Joakim Noah?
Ben Roethlisberger, as a Browns fan.
Nah,
Big Ben.
I don't feel
as
that
a Browns
way about
fan
him,
though.
But
as
I don't
a
feel
Browns
like,
fan.
I would. Why would you feel that way about him?
You hate Ben. You hate the Steelers.
Just because he's good? What's he ever like? Come? He hasn't come out and disparaged.
What about Ray Lewis
Cleveland,
when he's
or
the
he
Ravens?
Hasn't taken like cheap shots at members of the Browns?
Correct, but that doesn't mean I can't hate him.
What about Ray?
Yeah, but
when
I
he's with
I
the
feel
Ravens.
Like Noah is despicable.
Pete Carroll. Yeah.
Belichick?
My hatred of Pete Carroll goes
Belichick
deep.
Was
My hatred of Pete here. Carroll is very deep. I'd like to fight him.
Pete Carroll, interesting. I don't think there is anybody in the NFL. I mean, I think if Jeremy Hill continues to run his mouth and run for 200 yards against the Browns every time we play him, Jeremy Hill could get up that list pretty quickly.
Yeah, but now Jeremy Hill is going to be, you know, a dual starter there in Cincinnati, right?
Well, he had Bernard here when he ran.
That's what I mean.
That'll diminish his fantasy role.
Too many yards. too many. Too many is what it was. Too many.
I don't
think it's like that in the NFL. I thought maybe back in the day could like Joey Porter have been a guy like that or a Greg Lloyd.
Yes.
Like that kind of physical imposing mean like Ray Lewis.
Yeah, who's
like
the
you
guy
said.
That literally blasted Colt McCoy into a whole nother week?
Was it James Harrison, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
Harrison.
Harrison was public enemy number one for a long time.
Yes, he was.
Oof. Like he needed security in this city.
Right now, though, okay, you're walking down the street in Cleveland, and you have a posse at your disposal, and you can take out public enemy number one right now. And you're walking down the middle of East 4th, and on one side of the street, walking at you is Joakim Noah. On the other side of the street is Kelly Olynyk. Where's the posse going?
I got to go Noah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wilhelm, where are you sending your posse?
Joakim Noah.
I'm going Olynyk. Why not? He took out Kevin Love.
How about Olynyk complaining, by the way? His camp has tried to reach out to Kevin Love so he could apologize to him, and Kevin Love is having none of it. He won't even return his calls. He goes, I don't even want to talk to the guy.
Good.
Well, yeah, why should he?
That's exactly
And people are calling him a baby for that.
No.
Which is ridiculous.
You literally ruined my season. Maybe a chance to make how much money? Because you're a free agent.
Maybe a chance to win an NBA championship.
Yep. Like, I don't care about you. You're a chump. Matter of fact, I can't wait to play you next year.
Yeah, he'll be out of the league by the time he signs his next big deal is done with.
Sucked at Gonzaga, and man, that was the easiest money I ever made in Vegas.
What?
Betting against Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament that year. Oh, God. I was like, that guy's leading that team? All right. that's a gimme.
Long hair?
Yeah. No, thank you. You're a loser.
Adam Morrison, number two.
Adam Morrison.
Porn stash.
Morrison, that guy, poor. No NFL, no NBA career for that guy.
How about
if you don't hate Terrell Suggs, you're not a Browns fan, says Smeagol. T-Sizzle, huh? Says at Cleveland Gollum.
Yeah, that's true.
He's good again, but has he done anything like disparagingly anti-Cleveland? I feel like in the NFL, the problem is, for the Browns right now, they haven't been good enough to get somebody that you hate that much. You haven't been able to get the Browns haven't been able to have a real rivalry in a while. I know Browns Steelers is a rivalry and Browns Ravens is a rivalry and all that, but it hasn't been a rivalry
because it
hasn't been, just like I'm sure for you, you still don't like Michigan, but like right now, there's nobody on Michigan's team that you hate because nobody on Michigan's beating the Buckeyes.
Correct, and that's exactly right. It's if you go into a fight, and that's why everyone was so intrigued by Pacquiao Mayweather. It's they're both at some point, or when they first started discussions, were on you can say they're the best in boxing right now. You know, Pacquiao's beating people, Mayweather's beating people. If Mayweather went in against some sap, you know, and was just beating up on a guy for a paycheck, you can't call that a rivalry. And so in our case, you know, when you talk, you know, Brown Steelers, it's like, until we bring our lunch pail and start beating them consistently and we're eyed as a threat, which I think after the first Pittsburgh game, you know, we knew we were on the map then, which is why we whooped them the way we did, you know, in the second game. And I think after the Bengals, they saw us as a threat at 7-4. Everyone in our division was talking highly of us and changed their tune. But even after the way we ended this season, they look at our schedule the way a lot of people might do. And the reason why the number of wins on our schedule or the, you know, the predictions are so low is because they look down at us and look up to other teams. And that's the one thing that if I were in this locker room would force me to work harder, would force me to change the culture, would force me above and beyond to do more to eradicate that, because not Joe Thomas, not Joe Hayden, not Alex Mack, not Johnny Manziel, not Terrence West, not Isaiah Crowell want to be affiliated with a losing franchise or considered a loser because you're guilty by association. So hopefully that culture has changed. I know Mike Pettine doesn't want it. I know Ray Farmer doesn't want it. That's why he walks around with the confidence that he does. That's why he's so proud of this draft, because it's his fingerprints, he's going to go down fighting with these young men. You know, not the excuse of, well, I didn't draft him. Well, I didn't sign him. It's not my decision. Well, these are your decisions. And that's why if given their opportunity to stay here and build this franchise to the team we think it's capable of becoming, I'm excited about where it's going.
Let's go to Andrew in Medina. He wants to talk about what he and his posse are going to do on East 4th. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on, guys? Number one's got to be Joaquin. Send my posse to him first. And then a close second's got to – it's a recent one, that Shaughnessy guy who just recently wrote the article when we sent Yeah, he's getting up there.
He's up there, too. It could be a lot of fun.
You could bring your posse for Joaquin, but just send your thumper, the one guy. Send your one thumper over to take care of Shaughnessy.
Shaughnessy's a good guy. I'll stand up for him.
Okay.
I don't think he had the malice that he had for it. I think what he wrote came out totally wrong, and he will be the first to admit it.
Writing something and saying something are two different things. If Nathan and I say something on the air, we have to eat our words.
Yeah, but
you have a backspace button. You know,
Shaughnessy wrote the article, and then he came on The Really Big Show. Like on Monday when that all came out, he came on The Really Big Show and he said, hey, you know what? I apologize if this is getting taken out of context or taken the wrong way. He goes, I love the city. I've looked at buying property here. He goes.
What was his context then?
He was in a weekend downtown and there was nothing going on. Which, if you've been downtown Cleveland on a weekend during the day, a lot of times it can be pretty quiet if there's nothing going on.
But not at night.
Yeah, well, that's what Riz said. He goes, what about at night? He goes, I'm not the guy who used to go out all the time. You know, I'm not the guy anymore that goes out at night. So, you know, was it an accurate portrayal? I think he would be the first to tell you that he was wrong.
So he should have said nothing at all.
Probably.
Nobody twisted his arm to write an article about
it. They love him for it.
He's still getting Wilhelm's thumper.
Yeah.
You don't even need
thumper.
A thumper, man. It's not like he's
but he's got to pay for it, dude. Break his fingers.
You can send your kid to go deal with that.
Break his fingers.
When we come back, we'll play a little fact or fiction. I'm sure you've got some interesting fact or fiction questions for us, or at least you could come up with some
now. Yeah, I got a few more now.
When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.